blocking SREBP1, as well as glutamine blocking strategies, including lysosomal agents, loratadine, or chloroquine, to prevent the cancer becoming more aggressive and harder to treat in the longer term. In my experience, many patients who try this diet for treating their cancer find it hard to achieve ketosis for long periods anyway, but the diet at least encourages a low glycemic intake. It might be best to pulse the ketosis 1 or 2 days if you choose this diet rather than follow it strictly for extended periods. However, if you get epilepsy as a result of a brain tumor, the ketogenic diet can be very beneficial for reducing seizures, but perhaps berberine might achieve the same effect. Valter Longo, gerontologist at the University of Southern California and author of The Longevity Diet, has also proved the cancer-starving principle. He has shown enhanced cancer kill with a 5-day fasting-mimicking diet, where specific foods and calories are withheld, then followed by low-dose chemotherapy. Not only did it show enhanced cancer kill, but also an increase in tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, cancer-killing white blood cells, so an increase in the immune response. Sadly, Longo seems to be of the impression that statins reduce lifespan, and he discourages their use. I can only assume he has been looking at reported cardiovascular effects, without consideration to the synergy and potential of the statin and dipridamol combination, or the benefits of statins for cancer patients. They are spectacularly effective in increasing survival times. This recording of How to Starve Cancer and Then Kill It with Ferroptosis was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Narrated by Nano Nagel. Produced by Michael Jones. Text copyright 2018 by Jane McClelland. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording may not be copied or played for an audience without the written permission of Dreamscape Media, LLC. Thank you for listening. Please check dreamscapepublishing.com for Dreamscape's latest releases.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.